As part of our Deep Dialogue series, W2L News and Views is partnering with the Gulf Future Coalition, gulffuture.org, to bring you voices from the Gulf. In 2014, the Gulf Future Coalition held five salons across the five Gulf states where participants were asked to tell their personal stories of the Deepwater Horizon disaster, their relationship with the coastal environment, and their vision for the future of the Gulf Coast. Here's the coordinator for Gulf Future, Joisha Dutta.
Since Gulf Future Coalition's inception shortly after the BP oil disaster, we've partnered with artists, musicians, and filmmakers to organize, educate, and empower communities to advocate for a healthy Gulf. In the spring of 2014, we forged a unique and inspiring cultural organizing partnership, integrating art, policy education, and storytelling with the multidisciplinary performing arts production CryU1, a collaboration between ArtSpot Productions and Mondo Bazaar. Please join us next spring when the Gulf Future Coalition will be organizing days of action between the observances of the BP oil disaster in April and Hurricanes Katrina and Rita in August and September. You'll be invited to share your story and take action to restore, protect, and defend the Gulf's communities, ecosystems, and cultures. To stay tuned to these events as they develop, please follow Gulf Future at twitter.com/gulffuture and facebook.com/gulffuture.
Listen to Jennifer Bennett, an environmental engineer in Houston, Texas, on her experience of the Deepwater Horizon disaster in 2010.
I was in California. I lived in California for 10 years. And so I was in California at my previous job before I moved to Houston. I work as an environmental engineer. I was working as an environmental engineer, and that's what my degree is in. I understand water systems really well, and also, you know, the theory that we live in a black box, like what physicists call a black box, where everything that goes in must come out, or, you know, we're a closed system, and there's nothing that you can do in a closed system that doesn't have an effect on every single thing in that closed system. The Gulf is a closed system. The Mississippi River is a closed system. And I just remember sitting there, like, at my desk, watching, because I would bring my computer in, and, like, on the Wi-Fi, like, watching, and just watching the bubbling. And I just remember thinking, like, every single day in my head, I was calculating, and I was just like, this bathtub is not big enough to take this. And I was like, this bathtub could take like a couple of days. And it just went on and on and on. And I just remember feeling so completely sick to my stomach. And it was weird because I was so removed from it. Utterly removed. But it was just because I could viscerally, you know, do, like I said, but do all the calculations behind what this was going to do. And also know that the cleanup efforts and the science behind the cleanup efforts weren't going to be just a crap shot. Like, they're not going to actually dissipate the soil. And when I saw that the solution was to, like, oh, we're going to dump some, you know, some more carcinogenic crap in there, I'm like, yeah, that's totally standard. That's because it's the cheapest option, and, you know, and they think that that is cleanup. And I'm like, I've been working in the environmental industry long enough to know that that is cleanup. And it's not what people think it is. And people do, like, the bare minimum possible. And I just remember, like, just feeling really helpless and just really, really sick to my stomach about thinking about it all. And I sat and thought about being mommy.
That was Jennifer Bennett speaking from Houston, Texas in 2014. For more information about how you can share your story about the BP disaster, go to gulffuture.org.